Mr. Lightman, we can see nothing at all here. It's like a kind of black field. Is it possible to have some less kind of dramatic glare on us and a little more light on the audience so we can see people? It makes it more fun.
Oh, that's good.
That's not much difference.
There's great changes coming. One day awake with wings.
Comfortable out there then for you all. Goodness, they're nice for us, I must say, but still, there's more of you, I guess. Let's try and achieve a compromise, shall we? A little bit of darkness on the hall. Let me know when you're satisfied. How's that? We have some darkness, please, out in the hall. Can we reduce the house lights, please? Oh, I see. Okay, well, let's have them off for a while. Okay, we'll have them on later to please us, maybe. Thank you.
songs we were playing when we first started as a string band at all. It's a song that Mike wrote. We've been playing it a lot for a long while. We revived it recently. It's called Everything's Fine Right Now.
That's what Robbie said, or someone said, I can't remember who said, but that was very early. We used to be doing that when the string band started off, playing around clubs and drinking places in Scotland. And that was one of the earliest songs we did. Now everyone is rushing around madly. I play the same instrument on this next song, I'm kind of lucky. We're going to have to change around, I can watch them all. And we're going to do this kind of style of music we're going to do next is, if ever so faintly related to the last style. Now I can see nothing but Markov's jacket and he just punched me in the face with the microphone by mistake. So this next song we're going to do. Jared, can you position yourself somewhere else? Perhaps, how about over there, maybe? So I'll position myself a bit, shall I?
Good evening.
Now Malcolm's ready. I haven't got a chance. I'll let him talk instead, I think.
We're going to do a song anyway, now, surprisingly enough. I just wanted, what I was going to say was this is a washboard, that's all I was going to say. Which is a piece of wood with a piece of metal stuck in it, which you usually do your washing with, and it's a British washboard. And it'd be quite effective if you painted a tie like that, and a collar, and played it like this. It'd be wonderful. Michael thinks it'd be wonderful.
Yeah, well, here we go. This is the kind of thing they call a skipple song. I'll play it for you now. I wrote it fairly recently.
are you headed high? Where you living now, man?
I wish I did reply. I'm sitting here looking at the stars. I'm trying to play the simplest chords I know. And you and I, we came from very far away.
Washington earlier, where we've just been, and the clock. Another city which I have a great fascination for is Cleveland. And while I was, I've never been there, but while I was in Washington, I met a number of people from Cleveland who told me some really enlightening stories about it. The fact that the river caught fire once, which is certainly quite unique, and it's the largest Bible-making city in the USA. These two things together, the river catching fire and the largest Bible making city in America, make it very interesting. I'd really like to go there. And they also said that it was like a large factory, the whole city. Sounds very nice. I really like to go there. I've never seen a city like that before at all. We never don't have such things in Britain. Anyway, we're going to do another song for you now, and it's from our last LP. We have a new LP out at the moment called No Ruinous Feud. And our last LP was called Earthspan. And we're going to do a song from that called Sailor and the Dancer, which is about a group of individuals leaving somewhere out there and coming somewhere here. Now this room, this planet, somewhere in this planet. It could have taken place any time. Someone actually wrote and asked me what this song's about, and I endeavoured to answer them, and that's the answer I came up with. But they never wrote back, so I can only assume that they didn't understand what I was talking about. But this large instrument here is a double bass. And this is Stan Lee from Far Rockaway, New York.
Beneath some shaded planet, Thank you.
Thank you.
very much.
Thank you.
brighter, or even finer. Pay me my money down, love her or leave her. But if you got the coins and the porky loins, you gotta try my special Gloria Beaver. Whatever Gloria wants, Gloria gets. She had those kind of eyes that say no, 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 no. She had that kind of mouth that says yes. As she came out of the Union Trust with her fur in rollers and her silicone bust, she met a young croc on Fifth and Vine, and she said, "Oh, gorgeous, can you spare the time?" He had a football jersey with the number 4. He said he'd buy her a beautiful mink coat and bring it to her next day for sure. He said he'd take her away with him, ooh, on his old man's wheels. And as he was leaving, he said, "They call me Gilles." That rides like a bat out of hell down the side streets of his own hometown, totally swathed to the waist in the tightest of black leather studded with rhinestones and the words "Crocodile Angels" emblazoned across his ass. Could this figure of perfect suavity and debonair, could this be the young Gilles? Cruising down Main Street, yeah, with four on the floor, sitting away down low. I'm trying to be just like Bobby V, and I'm digging on the radio. I tell you, that Gloria, she came to me just like the answer to a young croc's prayer, with her gorgeous golden hair. Oh man, how will I ever pay for that mink coat I swore I would buy for her? I know, maybe I could rob that old candy store down the block, but no. The way in which I obtained this fur coat for my true love, it must be pure air, as driven snow. I know the very thing, my childhood savings. I will draw them out this very afternoon. I will buy her a fur coat today. And so he did. And it was early next morning, Gilles crawled out of bed. And he popped a few pimples. And he slicked down his head. Sprayed his armpits till he smelled like a man. Near Gloria's door, I made my stand. She appeared a shade dismayed.
she saw my empty hands. Then I reached down in the back seat of my Chevrolet Pontiac, and I gave her that beautiful me. Oh, what do you think? She loved that thing.
This is a fairly new song. It's called Maker of Islands.
Into her eyes, then I'd lie easy, I'd lie easy.
see her. Look into her eyes. I'd lie easy, my soul. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I imagine it very rarely snows in Florida. But this next song I'm going to sing you is a song I wrote in February in Scotland, and there was quite a bit of snow at that time there. And the song is actually called The Cold Days of February. And I hope you'll be able to relate to it. I'm very fond of it at the moment. Sing it for you now.
As I beside a winter's fire sat writing words strange and steady, amongst my own internal choir came voices to my mind unready. With papers and his pen, some banker with his poison pity, some captain careless of his men, these fan the flames that maim the city. Muddy. to roam through years of cold, bewailing how their hands are bloody. They wear from here or there, their race and place I would not be heeding. The men who caused such bitterness, if hearts they have, let their hearts be bleeding.
I don't know whether anyone in the audience has ever been mistaken for Tom Jones, but I have, and it was in Philadelphia last week. I went into a drugstore and the lady said to me, you look exactly like Tom Jones. How she figured it out, I couldn't quite understand, but she said I had a voice exactly like Tom Jones, and she said I looked like him. And she said, hey girls, come and see this guy, he looks just like Tom Jones. So all the girls come out, you know, and they say, give us a song. And so I sang them, It's Not Unusual.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Do-do-do-do-do.
Something like that, anyway. I then left. And, I don't know what happened after that, I think they... Anyway, that's the end of that story. We're going to sing you another song now, which is a song Michael wrote.
This song's a newish song, but it's in a kind of good timey style, which might be a few years back for the string band. You know, it might be similar to some things we did some years back, perhaps. It's about a young lady who goes to. Goes to Alaska to make her living.
to make her living there, and the song's called Dumb Kate.
Can you turn up the monitor here?
I don't know if you... Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear my own voice very well. I just wondered if you were catching it.
Sounds real bassy, you know. Bullfrog.
Hello, hello, hello.
I haven't got much voice here, Tom. Hello, 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 hello. Got any more monitor voice for me, please? Hello, hello. Okay, this song's called Dumb Kate. Here it is. What? Do a song now that might be familiar to some of you. That's a few years old, and here it is.
David is the name of the bear. Been alone in the forest a long time. Time is coming when the lady I'll find, I will love her and hold her and sing her through the green, green trees. Find that lady, I will. You know that skin on my hands like a leather, a riot, and my face is hot from the cold wind. My heart's so warm with the song that I sing will charm her. Fair lady, I'll sing her through the green, green trees.
Number. And so can we have Mr. Lighting Man, can we have the lights up so we can see everyone? This last night. Well, Robin's just got to change a string on his violin. He just told me as he shot past me then. And so I've got to kill time, he says. It's terrible in these situations. I'm totally lost for words. I found a penguin under my bed in Los Angeles. How's that? It's great. It's a little penguin, it's this big. And it was staring at me with green eyes when I was looking under my bed for my shoe. It's true. And then took it down for a swim in the swimming pool. It's great. It's very small. I sent it back to England. And when I went down to the swimming pool, I lay out in the sun and got very red. A kind of English pink, you know. And these huge, kind of massive Californians were like standing there, really huge. You know, I couldn't believe it. They're really muscular, like Charles Atlas, just like Clark Kent. And they're all standing there in a kind of line, looking at me, furtively, you know, laughing, chuckling away. And so I thought, my God, I better, being a tough Englishman, I thought I better do something about this. So I got up and strode to the pool, trying to look cool, you know. But I misjudged the distance between where I was sitting and the poolside. So I succeeded in walking straight into the swimming pool, which is rather ungainly. I then left. I didn't come up again. I just simply left at that point. Went down the hole in the middle of the swimming pool. It's great. Anyway, that's another story. How are you doing, Robin? We've been playing like all over the place. Went to Toronto, which is always an interesting city. It was quite interesting because lots of people asked me, how did you like Canada? And all I could say was I saw the airport, I saw the freeway, I saw the inside of the hall, I saw the Holiday Inn, I saw the freeway again, I saw the airport. It's really nice, Canada. It's great. I have on my back, I did a lighthouse song, and I have on my back a lighthouse, which I did in rhinestones. I don't know whether anyone's observed it. I'll turn around.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michael usually wears a shirt with parrots on it, but he's not wearing it tonight. But Gerard has his shirt on, which is a selection of cyclists cycling around. When I first saw the shirt, I thought they were all little girls, and then someone told me they're boys. So my excited looks at them, as in I was looking excitedly at them and they were girls, and everyone's ready now, so I can stop talking.